All right, tonight we're going to talk about a story that might be familiar to many of you, David and Goliath. So I'm just going to jump right into this story. So here's how it goes. So long, long ago, thousands of years ago, you had the Israelite people. They were God's people, and they were facing off in a battle. So basically what you had is it would be like if everything from here back was full of just countless Philistines, gnarly, mean, evil people. And on this side was nothing but thousands and thousands and thousands of Israelites. And they meet up there, and they can see each other, and there's a lot of land in between them. And that's kind of how it would go sometimes at these battles. They would kind of square off, right? Imagine like a boxing ring, you're standing across from the person, except there's like a lot of people with a lot of weapons, and it's really dangerous and scary. But what happened is the Philistines had a guy that suddenly just walked out. He walked out to the middle, and this guy was no ordinary man. His name was Goliath, and he was a giant. Everybody say, giant. He was 9 feet, 9 inches tall. So he was, yeah, Marshall said about his height. Not yet, buddy. So he was 9 feet, 9 inches tall. He was super, super tall. He weighed between 450 to 530 pounds. Everybody say, he was a big boy. He was a big boy, all right? So he also had some crazy stuff going on. He had weapons and armor that were huge. He had a bronze helmet on. It would have weighed 30 pounds. Can you imagine a 30-pound bucket on top of your head and you're just walking around like it's no big deal? That was what Goliath had, a 30-pound helmet. He had on this thing, like this shirt-type thing to shield him, and it was made out of bronze. It was 150 pounds. Imagine just like a human, an extra human, just like just walking around like it's no big deal. He carried it well. He had on these like soccer-like shin guards that would have covered him right there, and they were made out of bronze. He had a spear. Imagine like a giant walking stick. And it would have weighed 30 pounds at the end of it. It would have been sharp. It weighed 30 pounds. And back then, in these warrior days, ancient warrior days, they could throw their spears up to 100 feet. So he's got a 30-pound spear, sharp on the end. He could launch that thing 100 feet. I don't know about you. I'd like to see Goliath put on some pads and play in the NFL. That'd be interesting. But besides that, listen, there was never anybody like this that the Israelites faced, all right? He was unlike anybody they came up against. And this guy would walk up from the Philistine side. He would walk up and stand in the middle and just taunt the Israelites. And here's what he would say in 1 Samuel 17. We're going to read verses 8 through 10. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and you are not servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other." So imagine you're on the Israel side, and all of a sudden, a dude just walks out that's 9 foot 9, and he is just hurling insults at you and challenging you to come out there and fight. And this didn't happen just one day. This happened for 40 days in a row. 40 days in a row, this dude came out. So I want you to know something about this story, all right? It's, you know, I don't know how many of you heard this story like coming up in church. Some of you have, some of you haven't, probably most of you have. So, you know, sometimes these Bible stories that have been around a long time and we heard when we were in Sunday school or little kids church or whatever, we just kind of get used to these stories. And we're like, okay, David and Goliath, I get it. But let me tell you, God has something to tell us in the story of David and Goliath. And so God has something he wants to say to you guys tonight. And so I want you to really pay attention and really open your heart and really be open to something that God might say to you that you've never thought about in this story. Or maybe it's something sometimes we know something here, but then there are those moments God takes it and he just makes it real to us. And that's what I'm praying for you guys tonight. I want this word to become alive in you tonight. Because Goliath, even though he was this giant 9 foot 9 guy, we can learn a lot. None of us are going to go walk outside tonight and have a 9'9" giant, almost 10-foot tall dude face us and want to kill us, right? That's not going to happen to anybody. But the truth is, we all have giants of our own. We all have Goliaths that we have to stare down. We all have problems that feel too big for us. For some of you, it's anxiety, right? For some of you, it's stuff going on at school that feels too big for you. For some of you, it's this giant of how you see yourself, of your own body image, right? For some of you, it's this giant of what other people might be saying about you at school. So there's the list could go on. And there's these things that aren't literally a 10-foot tall person, but for you, it's a Goliath. It's a giant that's too big for you, and everybody gets these. There's nothing wrong with admitting and saying, you know what, this problem is too big for me. And that's what we see in this story, is the giant was too big for everybody that was there that day. Here's the good news, okay? God is bigger than any giant you face. God is bigger than any giant you face. Here's another piece of good news. God cares so much about you that he gave us a story on how to deal with our giants. And that's what this story is. So two things we can learn from this story is, number one, don't freeze with fear. When you are facing a giant, the first thing you need to try not to do is don't freeze with fear. And it's really hard to not do that sometimes. Goliath, he walks out of the shadows, right? He walks out of the shadows. He steps out. Imagine like the clanking of his armor. It's like boom, boom, boom. And he says, "Who will fight me?" And you hear that voice, and you hear him coming, and you hear the sound of his steps. And I imagine Israel just got quiet. They just like said, like, the air came out of the room. And this is actually what verse 11 says happened. It says the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. And then verse 24 says this, that whenever the Israelites saw Goliath, they all fled from him in great fear. They were frozen in fear. They absolutely froze in the fear of that moment. And, you know, that same bully walked out and made fun of them for 40 days straight. 40 days in a row, there wasn't one person in one moment in those 40 days that was like, I think I'm going to be able to try to go do this. Thousands and thousands of men every single day for 40 days were like, nope, not me. You want to do it? Nope. You? No? No? Like, no, they all checked out. They were frozen. That's the epitome. That is the definition of being frozen right there. They were frozen in fear. Have you ever been frozen in fear about something? Yeah, me too. I've been frozen in fear about stuff. Have you ever felt so much anxiety that you just feel like, hey, there's no way I can feel better? Have you ever been so stressed out about something that you just avoid it? You're just like, nah, I'm just going to pretend it's not there. I did this back in college, and I may have shared this story in here, but in Bible college, we had a thing where, you know, I go into Bible college to be a minister, but I'm terrified, guys. I'm like scared. I've never spoken a word in front of a crowd in my life. And so the thought of like preaching would just like terrify me, even terrified me to pray in front of people. And I remember my freshman year, we had this one class, and somebody, a student, had to pray to open the class. Just a short, simple prayer. Nothing elaborate, nothing fancy. And the way that the professor picked it, they would go down the roll call, A to Z, right? And so I know, hey, I'm a T. Maybe, Lord, can we get through the whole roster without me having to pray in front of everybody? And then I started doing the math. There's like 28 people in here. Oh, I'm going to have to do it at some point. It goes down to the A's. It gets all the way down like to the R's and the S's. Gets down to where my name's going to be. I just decided to stop going to class. I just stopped going to class. Like, that's crazy, isn't it? Isn't that irrational? Like, sometimes fear can come over us and can absolutely make us freeze to where it's not even rational anymore. I was frozen in a fear that I shouldn't have even had, right? I wasn't turning it over to God. I wasn't asking for God to help. I wasn't like getting in scripture and being like, hold on a minute. Like, I can do all things through Christ. I wasn't encouraging myself in scripture. I was thinking about what I was scared about. It was getting to my brain, getting to my emotions, and I was checking out. I was frozen in fear. Thankfully, God helped me to get through that. And I just said, all right, I'm going to do it. I've got like too many absences almost. I better not fail this class. I go in there and I pray to open class, and I'm like, that wasn't bad. What was I so worried about? Fear can do that, though. When we get afraid of what feels like a giant to us, that may not sound like a giant to everybody. But sometimes you got a giant in your life that feels so like a Goliath that other people may not understand that. But to you, it feels like a Goliath, right? That's how that thing was to me. But then once I got through it, I'm like, man, you know, I had this whole wrong view. I made Goliath bigger than he should have been. And that's what happens when we freeze in fear. It's interesting when we read this story, there's one version of this in verse 20 where it says that Israel, every day when Goliath came out, they would come up out of the trenches. Okay, so imagine this battlefield, the side of the battlefield, and there were trenches, like giant ditches dug that were like 4 or 5 feet deep to where they were like, if it's for their protection, for them, they could like barely see out. They see Goliath coming, right? Oh, let's get down here where we're not going to hit by an arrow or a spear. There was like a trench that they would be at. And so Israel, a lot of times, Goliath is already nearly 10 feet tall, but imagine them, they flee, they get down inside this thing, and they're like looking up. They're like down here, and Goliath now is not just 10 feet tall, he's like 15 feet tall because they're 5 feet lower. And it's interesting, when we allow ourselves to be frozen in fear, it's like we're living in the trenches. It's like that thing that is already feeling like a giant becomes like 100 times bigger. Has that ever happened to you guys? Where you just dwell on the thing that's going on. Oh, they gave me a weird look. I bet everybody's talking bad about me, right? Or you know what? Oh, I just, you know, my jump shot is off lately. I'm not even going to make this team. We take one thought and we build it into all these other thoughts that just get more and more and more and more scary, because when we get frozen in fear, the enemy likes to keep us living in the trenches where our problems look bigger and bigger. So number one is don't freeze in fear. And key number two to the story of Goliath is run with faith. Run with faith. And that's what David did in our story. And Cody's actually going to get a video going for us. And we're going to take a look at how the rest of the story with David went. And this is how he decided to run with faith. Hey, highly recommend David series on Prime. Really, really good stuff. So, guys, David, it's on Prime, just called David. Oh, House of David. Thank you. Yeah, House of David. Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's really good. Man, it's really good. They don't stick strictly. They embellish a little bit certain things, like the storyline, but the core stuff is really, really solid. So anyway, hey, guys, think about David, okay? David, when he did that, he was just a teenager. He was like around the age of a lot of people in this room. David, on his own, with what he had no business being out there. The difference for David was this. David had a job as a shepherd. A shepherd in the Bible is like the lowest job, like the most humble, lowly job. And what would happen is when he was out there, he would just talk to the Lord. He would talk to God. He would write songs about God. He would worship in his heart. He would think about scripture. And so the mundane, boring times in his life, he spent that just loving God. And so when moments, big moments came up, he was ready for it, right? He was ready for it because he was a guy that ran with faith. Don't freeze with fear, run with faith. David didn't beat Goliath because he thought, I'm him, right? I hear you guys out there doing that, doing all this stuff, right? He didn't beat Goliath because of that. He beat Goliath because he didn't care how big the giant was. God's bigger than the giant. It's not an equation of whether or not you are bigger than your problems. It's not an equation of, can I just muscle through my anxiety? It's not a thing of you saying, can I make everything work in my life and can I make everything better? No, stop doing that and start saying, whatever I have against me, God is bigger, okay? Run with faith. And so we're going to open these altars, and I just want to encourage some people. If everyone, let's stand up first before you come down here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for how good you are to us, and we thank you that we all have giants we face, but you are bigger than every giant. And so as we all open up these altars, I ask that some people would lay down them trying to freeze with fear, that they would surrender from trying to beat the giant on their own, and that you would empower some people today in this room to really turn their giants over to you by praying about it, by getting help from people, other godly people, by going to your word. That's how we fight our giants. And I ask that you would, in this altar tonight, help people fight giants in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys, everybody come up here and find a place to pray for a few.